local forest bat population is being decimated to near extinction by the white nose syndrome. Forest Tap Breweries in northern Minnesota are hosting Flight for Bats Week. That is October 24th through the 31st. When you buy a flight of locally produced beer from area breweries, a portion benefits Bat Conservation International. Joining us to tell us more about this is Tasha Klocko. She is the owner of Klocko Brewing in Grand Rapids. Thanks for being here, Tasha.
Morning, ladies. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. And we've got with us retired land commissioner from Aiken County, Mark Jacobs. Mark, thanks for being with us as well.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Tasha, I want to start with you. Why would a brewery care about bats?
Well, the Forest to Tap program is really near and dear to our hearts because water is such an important aspect of the brewing process and the product that we produce. And it all ties back into forest ecology, especially along the Mississippi corridor. So it is kind of a no-brainer to us. It's bats take care of the pests, helps our water, helps our forests.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, will you tell us a little bit more about what has happened to the bat population?
Well, a number of years ago, white nose syndrome was introduced to the United States. They think from Europe. And our native bat populations have no immunity to it. So it spread from the East Coast, and it made it to Minnesota a number of years ago. And the bats get it when they're hibernating in caves or old mine shafts, and it arouses them in the middle of their hibernation in winter, and they go out looking for food, and a lot of times in the winter there's no food source, so they starve or freeze or something like that. So the bat population in Minnesota in this area has plummeted over the last, 5 years or so. So we kind of thought, we should do something around Halloween for bats, just because it's kind of a Halloweenish theme and everything like that. And Tasha actually came up with the idea and the flights for bats, which I thought was great. And I pitched it to Bat Conservation International, and they liked the idea, and they're promoting it. And we didn't even know it was International Bat Week starting today. So happy Bat Week, everybody.
Well, now, bats are not like a cuddly animal that you, unless you understood like what they're for, why should we care about bats and that they're dying off? Mark or
Me?
Tasha?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I think just because they're voracious insect eaters at night. So these nocturnal insect eaters eat a lot of moths and beetles, and they're famous for eating a lot of mosquitoes, but the moths and the beetles that they eat within the forest are, oftentimes prey on trees. And if their population gets too high and there's no control, they could cause some real problems in forests.
Tasha, I want to talk a little bit. How does this actually work? So a flight, you buy a flight of locally produced beer.
Yep. In our tap room, when you buy a flight, a portion of those proceeds will go back to the White Nose Syndrome Research Fund.
Okay.
From BCI.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a big week. Happy anniversary week
Thank
for Klocko
you.
Brewing.
Yes.
What do you have on tap right now? What's cooking up over
so
there?
So we are releasing, we released our double IPA yesterday made from Emerald City Hops, which is a local hop farm here in Grand Rapids. And throughout the rest of the week, we're doing our barrel-aged beer releases that a lot of people have been waiting for. So those will all be available for the flights. And that includes also Guardians of the Beam, which is maple bourbon barrel-aged brown ale. And we use local wild rice in that brew, as well as barrels from Brewbaker Acres, who take the bourbon barrels, age maple syrup in it that they harvest, and then they give the barrels back to us to put our beer in.
Oh, so you get an essence of bourbon and maple,
yes.
And then the
okay.
beer.
Yes.
Oh. Wow. And can you taste that?
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Mark, what draws you to breweries?
Well, I'm a longtime home brewer, and I belong to a brewery club, and we put on an event every fall in Aiken, and got to know a lot of the local craft breweries, and they're just a good bunch to work with. And this Forest to Tap program is really highlighted to me how community oriented all of these craft breweries in northern Minnesota are.
Yeah.
I'd just like to give, you know, Clockall Brewery obviously is involved, but can I give a little shout out to the other four that
yes.
are involved in this?
Yeah, please do.
You know, 14 Lakes Brewery in Cross Lake is involved. Big Axe Brewing in Nisswa, Lock North Brew Pub in Aiken, Jack Pine Brewery in Baxter, and of course Clockall Brewing in Grand Rapids are the five that were able to participate this year.
All right, sounds great. Mark, thanks so much for talking with us today.
You bet, thank you. Happy Bat Week.
Happy Bat Week. Thanks, Tasha. Thanks for coming in. So any discounts if we dress as a bat or anything?
Ooh, that's, yeah, maybe. I'm sure Trevor would enjoy it.
Okay, so look for Tasha. This is the Thursday Morning Show. Thanks so much for telling us about
Flight for
Bats Week. And the breweries again, Clockall Brewing, 14 Lakes Brewery in Cross Lake, Big Axe Brewing in Nisswa, Block North Brewery in Aiken, and Jack Pine Brewery in Baxter. Call us if you need more information, 800-662-5799.